From the early failures of the American program sprang a determination to stop playing catch-up with the Soviets. NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, along with the support of President John F. Kennedy, decided to leapfrog the Russians and be the first to land a man on the moon on the Apollo missions. With the tragic death of the president, this goal became cemented in the hearts of those involved and the public at large. Several times, though, the Soviets, with their Zond missions, seemed to come ever so close to beating the Americans. But their plans to explore the moon were put to rest by the failure of the Proton booster. As Neil Armstrong stepped down from the lunar landing module to become the first person to explore another planet, all past American failures dissipated. They had carried out Kennedy's dream.